Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and the living Elohim, the Most High Yahweh, the King of the universe, the Savior and Redeemer of the whole world. Let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh, the true and the living Elohim, by saying hallelujah. For it is my pleasure to be on the broadcast today, the true word, and I mean the true word of Yah. My name is Morey Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you today. For today, we have a very informative program, because we're going to be speaking of our purpose on earth. Very important that we understand what our purpose on earth is. A lot of people have committed suicide, not even knowing what their whole purpose was to be on this earth. And it's very important that we go over these things so that we won't be dismayed at things that would happen to us as a people, so that we wouldn't be confused when things like what happened to our little young brother Trayvon Martin, all the other atrocities of slavery, even unto this day, we would not be confused at all, because we would know what our purpose is and we would know what Yahweh requires of us. So today, we have a power-packed program dedicated to the true and living Elohim. But first, before we go any further, to start our broadcast, we're going to start with a beautiful song. Now, this song is by a beloved young man named Eliah ben Israel. It's like a son unto me. And also, Sister Yanith, my queen, my wife, they both got together and they sung a beautiful song that I want you all to listen to. So praise the mighty Yahweh as we listen to My Rock. Looks like we're having some audio difficulty. We may get a chance to play the song later on today. But in the meantime, praise the mighty Yahweh. For today, as I mentioned earlier, we will be going over our purpose on this earth. And of course, when I say our, I'm speaking exclusively of the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. For guess what? We are Yahweh's chosen people. We are the bloodline descendants of three black men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if we only knew how special we were, are, and always will be to the Creator himself, the one who made the sun, the moon, and the stars, we would have a better self-esteem and love for ourselves, and certainly appreciation for the Creator himself. So I praise the mighty Yahweh that he has blessed us to be able to know what our true purpose is in the world. For if we turn our Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let's go to Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, and see what the true and the living Elohim has to say concerning his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. Let's see what Yahweh said. Our whole purpose is in the earth. And is it consistent through the book? This is what the Creator said in verse 12 of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. This is what it reads. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Did you hear that? This is the whole duty of man. It's to fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Hallelujah. Now, in your Bible, the word duty is in italics. But guess what? What that means is they added the word duty. So in other words, if it didn't have the word duty in it, it would say, for this is the whole man. This is the whole man. It's to fear Elohim and keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Yah said, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. That's what we find out in the Holy Scriptures of the true and living Elohim concerning what our purpose is in this world. Because it's so vitally important that we understand what our purpose is on earth. So, furthermore, let us turn our Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. Very important. Very enlightening. Very understandable that we understand what thus saith Yahweh. Because it's so important. Because once you understand just how important you are, O black man and woman of America and all the other places in which Yahweh scattered us, you would have a better feeling, a better look, a better future about yourself, your family, and your people, and certainly your Elohim. Let's see what the Creator said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter. And by the way, we read this every Sabbath day, we read Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. We read this because it's so vitally important to our being. Because this actually lists Yahweh's requirements. His requirements. And here it is. Yah said, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Hallelujah. Praise ye Yahweh. I praise him because he's so wonderful. He's so magnificent. He's so great. So we thank him for all the things that he do. We praise him for all his mercy and loving kindness. And we acknowledge him that he has given us his requirements. And what is his requirements? His requirements is that first thing he said on the list is to fear him. And you notice that matches Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, where we were at the first verse that we read. He said, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee but to fear Yahweh thy Elohim?" That's the first thing. And what did the Creator say in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse? He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Praise Yah, for this is the whole man. This is the whole duty of man. So we have to understand that Yahweh is perfect. His laws are perfect. His ways are perfect. And this is why he told us to fear him and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. So in other words, we praise Yahweh that he has given us this. We praise Yahweh that he has said what his requirements are. So we praise the mighty Yahweh. We thank the mighty Yahweh. We honor the mighty Yahweh in everything that he do, in everything that he says. We say hallelujah, because he deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves our praise. He deserves glory. He deserves honor. So that's why it's so beautiful to know what he said to do. Furthermore, let's go further. Let's go to the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. Let's go to Exodus, and let's go to the 19th chapter and see what the true and living Elohim has to say. Exodus, the 19th chapter. Let's look at starting at this third verse. This is what it reads. "And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yahweh called to him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bare you and brought you unto myself. Now therefore," look what the Almighty said. He said, "and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if thou wilt obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Hallelujah. Yahweh said, for all the earth belongs to him. Then he said, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yahweh. Hallelujah. So we thank Yahweh that he has given us his word. We thank Yahweh that he has told us our purpose. We thank Yahweh that he's letting us know if, and that word is so big, that word means so much to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. Because this is what he said. He said, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. So, we praise Yahweh. We thank the mighty Yahweh for giving us his great commandments. Furthermore, let me show you something, my people, that's truly heavy, that we should meditate on heavily. And it's recorded in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. A lot of our people think that Yahweh made us and created us just to play some basketball. And that's what I thought years ago. I knew he didn't make me just to play basketball. But I thought that being in the NBA was the goal that Yahweh had set for me. So I spent my money and my time and my effort in trying out. And I believe I could have made it if I hadn't got my knees hurt. But guess what? I praise the mighty Yahweh that he allowed my knee to get hurt. Because ain't no telling what I would be doing today. Ain't no telling where I would be today. So I praise the mighty Yahweh that he stopped me, he led me, he guided me in the path of righteousness for his holy name's sake. Because my people, you need to know your purpose. This is going to mean so much when you find out in life that you were created to be righteous. See, what did the Creator say in Exodus 19? He said, I told you that he wanted us to be unto him a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. He said, these are the words which thou shalt speak, Moses, unto the children of Israel. This is what the Almighty purposed us to be, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Do you understand, my people? Do you understand? It's so important. That's why I have you go into the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and let's see furthermore what the true and living Elohim has to say. Let's check it out. Here's what the Creator said, starting at the first verse. But now thus said Yahweh that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yahweh, your Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for you. Since you were precious in my sight, and thou have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yeah, I have made him. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Did you all see what the true and living Elohim has to say? Did you all see that Yahweh is letting us know beyond the shadow of a doubt, one of the greatest purposes that we are on the earth for? Did you see it? Did you hear it? If you have your scriptures with you, and I highly encourage you to get your word, get the word of Yahweh, get your Bible, and turn it to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and see just how much your Elohim loves you. Look what the Almighty said. Again. Fifth verse, or fourth verse, since thou was precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep my back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have recreated him for my glory. I have formed him, yeah, I have made him. And Yahweh is speaking of a whole nation of people. Oh, you, oh, black man and black woman, he's talking to you, all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. He's talking to us. Hallelujah. This is what Yahweh's saying. Yahweh is letting us know. He got sons and daughters. All that Mickey Mouse teaching we were getting in the Muslim mosque and in the churches, Yahweh is letting us know right here that he has sons and daughters. And then he's told us what his sons and daughters were created for. He said in the seventh verse, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Hallelujah. This is deep. This is heavy. And a lot of people don't know why you busy, my brothers and sisters, trying to be a Christian, trying to be a good Christian, trying to be a good Muslim. You're missing out on what your purpose is. In your mind, you think it's good to be a good Christian. In your mind, you think it's good to be a good Muslim. But you don't realize, my people, you're cursing yourself. You're damning yourself. You're cutting your own salvation off. And guess who's helping you do it? The leaders of Yah's people. They're helping you to do this. Now, I'm going to go further with this. I'm going to show you that you're reading where it says, for I have created him. Now, you got to understand, Yah saying him, but yet he said he's going to say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back, and bring my sons with an S from far, and my daughters from far. from the ends of the earth. Yahweh is talking about sons and daughters because he don't have just one son. This is what you must understand, my people. We've been lied to. We've been played. We've been hoodwinked. We truly been bamboozled. We also, in addition to all that, have been led astray. Because the leaders of our people have caused us to believe that Yahweh only has one son, one begotten son, and whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And, of course, this is a bald-faced lie. Because you must understand, my people, watch what the true and living Elohim is going to let us know right here in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. Let's see. Isaiah, the 49th chapter. Let me show you further what Yahweh says. In Isaiah, the 49th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim has to say concerning the black man and woman's future. Now, this is heavy. Let's look at it. Let's analyze it. And let's see one of the greatest purposes that Yahweh brought us on earth for and created us for. He first says in the first verse of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, "Listen, O owls, unto me, and hearken, you people from far. Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hidden me and made me a polished shell. And in his quiver has he hid me and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified." Hallelujah. "Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing." This is what the servant of Yahweh is saying to himself. Those that find out who they really are, they say, after Yah said, "You are my servant, O Israel," not JC, not Uncle Al, not A-L-L-A-H, not Muhammad, not B-U-D-D-H-A, but Yahweh is letting you know, nor even Yeshua. Yah said, "O Israel, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified." Didn't he say that in Isaiah, the 49th chapter? Didn't he say, "I've created him for my glory"? Yah's letting you know he created us to glorify him, to brag on him, to do his laws, his requirements in Deuteronomy 10 when we read them. He said, "What does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Then he said, "To keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We praise Yahweh that he has given us his laws, his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments. So it's important. It's so important that we see what the true and living Elohim has to say. So that's why it's very important that we hear what our purpose is. He said that when we find out that we're Israel, we would say, "I've labored in vain. I've been spending my strength for nothing. I've been wasting my time thinking that it was about me and my children getting a college education and graduating and getting a good job to work for my enemies, or for me to even have a business so that I can be able to pay tithes in a church, so I can be able to go to the Muslim mosque, so I could be able to go to the Jewish cathedrals and give my money and show just how much I am a spiritual person. The Almighty is letting us know. He said we would say, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh and my work is with my Elohim. My work is with my Elohim. My work is with my God. My work is with the Creator. That's my job. That's the most important duty of man, is to fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. You're reading it. That's what you're reading, my people. You're reading the whole duty of man. You're reading why he created us in the first place. And then he said, and now, said Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. See, Jacob is you, brothers and sisters, that's trying to learn the words of your maker, that don't know who you are, but you're seeking and searching right now. And you're meditating on what I'm saying. All black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the earth, those of our people that's listening and searching and seeking because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do since Trayvon Martin has been murdered. And that's right, he was murdered. The boy was innocent. And many of our people don't know what to do. But it ain't just you, the people, my people. The leaders don't even know what to do. They want to go back begging that the government continue to treat them the same way. Even though they, with their mouth, they're saying, stop treating us this way. Don't you know when you go to the same people who put you in the back of the bus, the same people who put us in the back of the line, the same people who have made us the last hired and the first fired, as Moriah Elisha used to say, the great prophet of Yahweh, the late great prophet. So why would you expect him to treat you right, seeing he won't even teach you right? And common sense will tell you that if a man won't treat you right, he certainly ain't going to teach you right. Don't you know? He's going to tell you to get involved with politics, but he's in control with the politics, completely in control. He will throw your balance in the garbage to make sure that his purpose is served. He will cross political lines of parties and become a Democrat if he was a Republican just to make sure that your agendas are not carried out, because politics is a game of lies and deceit, my people. That's all it is. And until you understand that, you're going to always be hurt. You're going to always be lost. You're going to always be thinking that surely if we keep trying and beating our head on this wall that we've been beating it on for almost 400 years and it hadn't done us any good, then maybe a ray of sunshine may come through. Nope. Don't you know, my people, we're being chastised. We're being chastised by our Father, by our God, by the mighty Yahweh. He's chastising us. And he's chastising us and whooping us good because he loves us. And you may not understand it, but those that have wisdom will, when I explain this. Because you might ask, why would he allow all the things to happen to us when other people can come over here and have a good time, get businesses, get the best paying jobs, and everything else of the benefits of this country? Why is it that we've always had to fight for everything and struggle for everything? Let me show you even a greater purpose that Yahweh in this same chapter is giving you in the fifth verse. And now said Yahweh that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing. This is what Yahweh said to us. It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. That's a light thing. And to restore the preserved of Israel. That's a light thing. God said, I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Wow. The Most High is telling us beyond the shadow of a doubt that it is a light thing that we would be his servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. That means to bring Jacob, Yaakov, our lost brothers and sisters, back to Yahweh, to take them away from believing in the New Testament because it's a fake book that Yahweh don't even speak in. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the 3rd verse, Yahweh said, man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of Yahweh does man live. He letting us know, it's a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. Yah said, I'm going to also give you for a light unto the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is letting us know that I'm giving you to be a light to the nations, to the Gentiles, and to all the nations of the earth. But you notice he used the word Gentile. He said, I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles. And if, of course, it's one thing, my people, if you want a follower of the Gentiles, and when you're a Christian, you are a follower of the Gentile doctrine. Because guess what? If you follow Christianity itself, Christianity is a religion that makes you believe that someone died for your sins. That is the defining definition of Christianity itself. This is the religion. You must believe that Christ, Yahshua, or whoever you call him, you must believe that he died for your sins. This is the true, this is everything of sin when it comes to Christianity. This is the essence of the meaning of being a Christian. You must believe that he died on a piece of wood for your sins. And that's why when my beloved brothers say they believe in Yahshua or Yahushua or all these other names, don't you know you're still a Christian? Don't you know you still in the New Testament? Don't you know you still go by what Paul and Christ and Luke and Timothy said? But really, they ain't even speaking because the book is fake. This is the words of Marcion. These are the excerpts of the Piso family. P-I-S-O. Do your own research and look it up. M-A-R-C-I-O-N. Marcion. Look them up. You're going to find out that these people helped to canonize the New Testament and all the characters in the New Testament is of them. But if you continue to be a follower of the Gentiles, instead of trying to be a light unto the Gentiles, you will never be Yah's salvation. He can't use you. Don't you know, my people? Don't you know? Yahweh is going to use the righteous to be the little salvation on earth. Is that what he said? That thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Because they're going to have the truth in them. Now, this thing is heavy. And you got to know the whole truth and picture to understand it. For instance, let us turn to the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. Isaiah, the 66th chapter. And right now, we're having a few technical difficulties with Blog Talk because our numbers are not coming up. Our phone numbers are not coming up on our lit screen. So we're going to continue to teach. We're going to continue to bring the words of the true and living Elohim. Even though I know many of you all are calling and wishes to give a comment and a question, I want you to know we love you and we appreciate you calling in. Right now, Blog Talk Radio is having technical difficulties to where I can't hit the button and plug you in to hear your question or your comment at this point. We're hoping that will clear up. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to bring the words of the true and living Elohim. And you can continue to call in at area code 323-443-7418. 323-443-7418. So you continue to call. And as I mentioned, the call list at this point is not showing us who the callers are and any of the names of the callers at all. So they're having technical difficulties at Blog Talk. So stand by, stay tuned, and continue to listen in. So we praise Yahweh that you're calling, and we love you, and we hope to be able to get to your calls. And in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, let's see furthermore what the true and living Elohim has to say, starting at verse 15. This is deep now. This is heavy. Yahweh said, for behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. Yah is going to kill a whole lot of our people, and Yah is going to kill a whole lot of the heathen. He said, they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, behind one tree, in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse shall be consumed together, said Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh is telling us, no, he ain't playing. Yahweh said, praise Yah. He said, they that sanctify themselves. That means those that consecrate themselves and think they holy and glorify themselves in the gardens behind one tree, eating swine's flesh and the abominations. That means all the detestable things recorded in Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, that Yahweh said is an abomination. And the mouse shall be consumed together, said Yahweh. That's heavy. Yahweh said, for I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues and they shall come and see my glory. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Yah said they are going to come and they are going to see my glory. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And then he's going to break it down. He's going to break his glory down, just like it mentions in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, just like it mentions in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Yah said, and I, in the 19th verse of Isaiah chapter 66, and I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them to the nations, to Tarshish, to Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Hallelujah. And that's what the righteous are doing. That's what the servants of Yahweh who fear him and keep his commandments and love Yah and love to brag about him, that's what they do. What they do is they magnify, they glorify Yahweh. That's what they do. They love to glorify Yahweh. They live to glorify Yahweh. So it's so important that we understand this. It's so important that we know our true and living Elohim, and that he loves for us to brag about him. He loves for us to give his name glory and honor. He loves it. So I praise him for his goodness and his mercy, which truly endureth forever. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Look what he said. He said, furthermore, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, say Yahweh. See, he talking about, what's the holy mountain? Do you know? What's the holiest mountain in the world? Did you know? It's called Mount Zion. Yah said, they shall bring all your brethren, your people, for an offering to Yahweh. Don't you know, my people, when Yahweh said in Isaiah the 53rd chapter, something these lying preachers who don't even know the Almighty, when it says in Isaiah the 53rd chapter, when I shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. Don't you know who he's talking about? He's talking about his glory. He's talking about his remnant. He talking about the righteous. He talking about Israel is going to be that offering for sin. He said, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, said Yahweh, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Now you think about this, my people. The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get ye wisdom, but with all thy getting, get understanding. This hasn't happened yet in the world. When have you ever heard recorded that Yahweh was going to have some people, all nations were going to be bringing us back? He letting you know that the offering for sin, he letting you know it ain't talking about no ram and bull. He letting you know it ain't talking about no one man, J.C., Yahshua, Yahushua. He letting you know that this person ain't going to die. These people are not going to die for your sins. He letting you know that these people are going to be brought for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations. Hallelujah. Out of all nations. That's letting you know that we've been scattered to the four corners of the earth. So in other words, Yahweh, when he get ready to call home the righteous, we're going to have been scattered all over the place. And we are going to be that offering for sin. See, you see what it says in the latter part of verse 20? As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. That's how it's going to be. This offering that's mentioned in Isaiah the 53rd chapter, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, now we see what Yahweh is speaking of. Yahweh is talking about his glory. Yahweh is talking about the righteous. So I praise him for it. I honor him for it. I thank him for it. I love him for it. Letting you know that Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, certainly wasn't talking about one individual. And the only way you can understand this, my people, is you got to understand in Scripture when it says him, when it's speaking of Israel, it's speaking of the whole nation when it says him. I have created him for my glory. He's talking about the whole nation made up of sons and daughters. For instance, turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter. Praise Yahweh that he's revealing to us through his word our purpose. Exodus, the 4th chapter, let's see what Yahweh told Moses to tell Pharaoh when our ancestors was in Egypt years ago as slaves, just as our people have been in America and all the other places in which he scattered us, even unto this very day as slaves. Yahweh letting you know his word don't come back void. They still calling us a nigger. They're still discriminating against us. They're still murdering our little brothers and sisters like Trayvon Martin and others. They're still doing the same thing. Exodus, the 4th chapter, the 22nd verse, this is what it reads. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus said Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yah letting you know that the whole nation of Israel is his son. And he also letting you know that he uses the words in singular forms. And all the Bible scholars know this. But number one, all the servants of Yahweh who fear him and keep his commandments, they truly know, believe, and understand these things. That when it says, and I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. He was still speaking of his sons and daughters. He was still speaking of the entire nation of Israel. But you notice, he puts it in Holy Scriptures in a form of he. Don't even say them or they. It says he, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even thy firstborn. And of course, we know these words are plural because Yahweh didn't only destroy the firstborn son of Pharaoh, he destroyed the firstborn sons of all the Egyptians, of all the cattle. Do you understand? He meant that. He said, I'm going to destroy all your firstborn. All your firstborn of the cattle, all your firstborn of the herd, all your firstborn of man and beast. Do you understand, my people? Hallelujah. When Yah said all, he meant that. That meant even the women of Egypt. And it's very important, very quite important, that you understand the firstborn daughters of Egypt, they were killed as well, because Yahweh meant what he said. Furthermore, let's go to Proverbs, the third chapter. And you can still call in, and we're still having technical difficulties with Blog Talk, to the extent that we can't not be able to receive your calls at this point. I'm hoping before 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that we can, because we love you and appreciate you calling in. We love and appreciate that you're tuning in to the broadcast. But hopefully, you'll be able to get your questions in and your comments in. But still, you can call us. Area code 323-443-7418. 323-443-7418. In the meantime, we're going to Proverbs, the third chapter. And let's see, because a lot of our people are confused. They don't know what to do, and the leaders don't either. And the blind leading the blind, because our people don't even know what's going on. They don't even know who they are. They don't even know what's happening right now. They don't even know their maker. They don't even know what our ancestors did against Yahweh. And they don't even know what we're doing, even unto this very day, as Yah's people, against his great laws. They don't even know. Many of them don't know that we have sinned against our maker. That's why we came butt naked on slave ships, my people. That's why we're catching hell ever since we've been here. That's why we're the last hired in the first fire. That's why we're in the conditions we're in today. Don't you know? That's why Trayvon Martin didn't get no justice, nor his parents in this case. That's why we haven't received justice, because we went away from the habitation of justice. And that's Yah. Proverbs, the third chapter, the fifth verse. This is what it reads. Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Fear Yahweh. You see what it says? And depart from evil. Get away from it. Run from evil. Don't try to be strong in your own eyes. Don't try to be wise in your own eyes. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and then he'll direct your path. But when you be wise in your own eyes, you fail. For instance, here's what the Creator said to us. Furthermore, it shall be health to your navel, that means to your body, and marrow to your bones. He said it's going to be health. It's like healing to your body, and a refreshment to your bones. That's what these words mean. If we want our health back, we need to keep the commandments of Yahweh. We need to watch what he said in his dietary law, and that we're being very particular about what we eat. Because you got not only foods that Yahweh lets us know beyond the shadow of a doubt that he told us not to eat. My people, they even got fake food that they're serving today. It's called hybrids and GMOs. These are fake foods. These are foods that don't even break down in the body. They affect your mucous membranes to where they don't even dissolve properly. Do you understand? And then you wonder why you have problems physically. You wonder why you just can't get that weight off you've been trying to get off. You wonder why you feel sluggish and tired, because your body parts are not even working properly anymore, because your DNA has been basically changed from genetically modified organisms. My people, Yahweh lets us know that when you don't be wise in your own eyes and fear him, keep his laws, keep his commandments, he said this is going to be like health to you. He said this is going to be a healing to you. He said honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. He said so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his correction. That means don't never get tired and weary of his corrections. For whom Yahweh loveth, he corrected, even as a father in the son in whom he is delighted. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. It's so important, so important that we understand what thus saith Yahweh. That we understand when he put these curses on us. Let me tell you something, my people. This is his way of trying to bring us back to him. This is his chastising. This is just like when you whoop your children, so that you can understand your purpose on earth. Our whole purpose on earth is to walk in the law of Yahweh, to keep his commandments, to respect and reverence him, because this is his earth. He made the heavens, the earth, the sea, the grass, the trees, the birds, and the bees, and me and you. He made the sun, moon, and the stars. He made the air, the water, the fire, the vapors. He made day and night and evil, for Yahweh do all these things. So important. So important that you understand this. Don't never get tired of Yahweh whooping us, because when he loves, he corrects. Even in a father and a son in whom he is delighted. And if Yahweh delights in us, oh yes, he's going to chastise us. And he must do. He must really love us. Because look at us now. We're pretty low. As a nation of people, we're at the bottom of the barrel. But we're at the highest rate of physical, mental, and spiritual diseases, all three of them. We're dying because of idolatry. That's the spiritual disease. We're dying because we're abandoning his dietary laws and not even doing his commandments. That's your physical. We're dying spiritually, because we don't even consider in our mind and heart that Yahweh created us all, and that he made us for a purpose, and not for just what we want, but for what he commands us to do. We claim all the time how much we love him, but Yah looking at something that I can't see, but he can read it like I'm reading these scriptures. For instance, let me show you what he said in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, about us. Let me tell you what he said about how we love to talk. In Isaiah, the 29th chapter, and my people, I still encourage you to call us at area code 323-443-7418. 323-443-7418. Even though we cannot take your call because Blog Talk at this point is having audio technical difficulties. And they're also having technical difficulties even bringing up the screen, in which I don't get a chance to see your beautiful names. But stand by, and we hope and pray that we'll be able to get it before our time runs out. But even if we don't, praise the mighty Yahweh. We're glad that you called us. Matter of fact, we're so glad, and we want you to know this as well. We're so glad, before we read Isaiah 29, we want you to be informed on our 20th anniversary of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference held right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Very important that you hear my words. Very important that you know that this is one of the greatest conferences that you'll ever attend. It is our 20th anniversary of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, founded by the late great prophet of Yahweh, Moray Elisha ben Israel, out of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, Ohio. Yah laid on this man's heart to gather Yah's people together for the purpose that he commanded, and that is for righteousness. And that's what this conference is all about. And guess what one of the subject matters is going to be on? What should we be doing in the latter days? What should Israel be doing in the last days? What should we be doing? How should we react to Trayvon Martin's death? These and other questions are going to be asked. So you need to be there. Yes, my people, you need to be there, because you're going to miss one of the greatest conferences there is. So we're inviting you. We're inviting you to come out. And after 5 o'clock, if you want more information about this conference, you call 770-603-6018. You call that number, or you can call area code 404-579-7908. And we'll give you, I know our phone lines will be kind of busy, just keep calling. We're going to give you all the information you need. For if you'd like to come down to Atlanta and stay in the hotel that we're going to be at, here's the number to the Quality Hotel and Conference Center where the conference will be held August the 1st through the 4th. The phone number is 770-996-4321. 770-996-4321. If you'd like to make reservations, you're going to get a good discount rate on a good room for only $59. You got to take advantage of that, my people. We want you out. And we also have another special announcement. Our beloved brother, my fellow teacher, Brother Ishaya, Moray Ishaya ben Israel, out of the House of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina, is going to be having a debate with a brother named Brother Josh. The subject is going to be, is J.C. the Messiah? You can imagine it's going to be a great debate. You can imagine it's going to be very informative. You can imagine that Yahweh is going to be exalted, because my beloved brother, who I've taught with for many years, and my friend, Moray Ishaya ben Israel out of the House of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina, will be debating a brother from the congregation called Absolute Bible Truth. His name is Brother Josh, and it's called Absolute Bible Truth. Now, what you got to do, write this down. Get you an ink pen or some paper right now, and here's how you listen in. You can go under www.blogtalkradio.com, www.blogtalkradio.com/debate4U. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/debate4U. Or you can call toll free at area code 877-280-9681. Again, area code 877-280-9681. My fellow beloved brother Morey Ishaya ben Israel, we all teach the same thing. So we're letting you know, my people, that you need to hear this debate. Now, let me tell you when it is. It's going to be this week on the FRI Day. That's right. It's going to be on the FRI Day, the sixth day of the week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this week. The FRI Day. Very, very, very important that you listen in to this debate. You're going to miss a good one. So you don't want to miss it at all, period. Very important that you listen in, my people, because we find that it's going to be on the 26th. Of this month. July 26th is the date, the FRI Day at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The debate is going to be about 3 hours. So you're going to have plenty of time to listen in to the words of Yahweh being exalted and JC being put down. Because, my people, you're going to find out that JC is not the Messiah. Not at all. You're going to find out who it is, but you're going to have to listen in. Again, call 877-280-9681. You can go on the www.blogtalkradio.com/debate4U. That's the number four, the letter U. 7 o'clock. This FRI Day, the sixth day of the week, which is the 26th of July at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The subject is J.C. the Messiah. It's Christ of the New Testament. Is he the Messiah? No, he ain't. Now, again, also, we're having our 20th anniversary conference that we announced earlier. We want you to be there. We want you, my people, to call. If you have any questions about it after this broadcast is over at 5, you can call 770-603-6018. 770-603-6018. Or you can call area code 404-579-7908. 404-579-7908. Now, in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, let's see what the true and living Elohim says about how we talk and about our hearts. This is what he said. He said, 9th verse, stay yourselves and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drinks. For Yahweh, O Israel, has poured out upon you, O black man and woman, the spirit of deep sleep and have closed your eyes. Your prophets, your rulers, and your seers, that means your leaders, has he covered. He done covered their eyes. And our people is in a deep sleep. So we truly are the walking dead sleep. We're truly dreaming and living a nightmare on earth. What makes this a nightmare? Even Yahweh told Abraham years ago, so that you can understand your purpose and what you need, my people, to be seeking for and searching for. And it ain't for JC. It's for the Almighty. He told Abram, before Abraham's name was even changed to Abraham, he told him in Genesis 15, verse 13 and 14, he told him to know of a surety that his seed would be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they would serve them, and they would afflict them for 400 years. And that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. But guess what? What was Abraham doing? Did you know what Abraham was doing before Yahweh revealed this unto him in Genesis, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse in the annals of history? Do you know what Abraham was doing? Well, I'm going to show you. It's recorded in the 12th verse of the same chapter. It's the verse right before it. He said, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. A horror. And that's when he said unto Abram, know of a surety that your children shall be foreigners in a land that don't belong to them. And that's why, my people, if you don't have to be dismayed and confused about we're not getting any justice with Trayvon Martin and all the other of our beloved brothers and sisters that they have murdered in this country and butchered and hung and raped and castrated and tarred and feathered and discriminated against. It's no need for you to fret no more and be dismayed. Yah wants you to know of a surety. He told Abraham that his descendants would be a stranger, a foreigner in a land that don't belong to them. This land is not yours. You could sing it all day. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands. You could sing that till you're blue in the face. But this is not our land. This is not our country. This land belonged at first to the Indians. So Yah is not a man that he should lie. He said, know of a surety that your descendants would be strangers, foreigners, in a land that is not theirs. And they've never made us feel part of this country. You mean to tell me after almost 400 years? You mean to tell me that we're still going through the same exact discriminations, exploitation, subjugations, discriminations? We're still going through the same horror, murders like what happened to Trayvon, our little brother? I wonder, and you should too, I wonder what would happen if Trayvon had a gun. I wonder what would have happened if he had a gun. Because we know Zimmerman shot him and murdered him. So I wonder what the National Rifle Association would have to say about that. Should Trayvon have to defend himself? They wouldn't dare say yes, because they know what that would mean. They know that would put a buzz in your head that you need to arm yourself and start protecting ourselves. because we learned the ways of the bow. We had weapons even when we had to build the temple after we returned from the 70 years captivity of Babylon. They had a tool in one hand and a two-edged sword in the other. Do you understand? They were working on the temple with their hands. They used the bricks, which are the tools and the things that it took to build the temple. But in the other hand, it was recorded that they had a two-edged sword because our people protected themselves. It is recorded in Holy Scripture that the Philistines saw that there was no smith amongst us. That means no blacksmith, nobody to make a sword, nobody to make a weapon. And they were glad. Don't you know? But let me tell you, my people, let me tell you this. Our protection, our ultimate shield and buckler is Yahweh. Understand your purpose in the world. It's not for you to fear the same fear of the heathen. Yah said, as a curse, we would fear day and night and have none assurance of our life. And you're reading in the 12th verse that a horror of darkness fell upon Abraham. That means he was having a nightmare. He was in a deep sleep, and a horror of great darkness fell on him. While he was sleeping in a vision, because he was a prophet of Yahweh, Yah spoke to him and said to know of a surety what was going to happen to us. Don't you know? Because he let him know that it was going to be affliction for 400 years. Our ancestors were not afflicted for 400 years in Egypt the first time. They had many years of prosperity with Joseph, our forefather, who had favor with the Pharaoh. He was second in command. This is history, my people. It's on the walls of Egypt, which were black. So can you see when Yah said that his people was in a deep sleep? Can you see that our people are walking sleep? But praise Yah, he woke Abraham up. And he woke Abraham up, and Abraham was keeping his laws and keeping his commandments. And then the Most High told us in the 13th verse of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips, they do honor me. You know, we'll say hallelujah. Our people who don't even know Yahweh or keep his commandments, they be in the churches saying hallelujah louder than we do at the sanctuary on the Sabbath. Y'all said, with your lips, you honor me. And we draw near to Yahweh with our mouths, but have removed their heart far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. You know Yah ain't lying. Yahweh ain't lying at all. Yahweh ain't telling no lies, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you could tell our people that we must keep the commandments, that there's no such thing as JC, that you die for your own sins, according to Deuteronomy 24, verse 16. And the first thing they'll tell you, let me show you what Paul said. So we go by the precepts of men. That's what most of our people do. They, as Yah said, their fear toward him, their reverence, their respect toward him is taught by the precepts of a man. Hallelujah. Yah know he know us. We got to give it to him. Furthermore, let's go to Daniel, lastly. Let's go to Daniel, the 12th chapter, and see what the true and the living Elohim is letting us know, furthermore, of our purpose on earth. Daniel, chapter 12, let's see. Yahweh lets us know in the first verse of Daniel 12. And at that time shall Mikael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Even to that same time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. What book? That's the book of life, my people. That's the book that Moses said in Exodus, the 32nd chapter, blot me out, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Oh, this is the book of life. And we want to be found in the book of life. But the way you get blotted out is you keep on serving Yahshua. You keep on worshiping JC. You keep on believing in something that Yahweh ain't never spoke to. It don't even know who you're talking about. Hear me good. A lot of people call him the three Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Ghost. But I got a scripture for you that I want you to meditate on. I want you to meditate on Isaiah, the 44th chapter and the 8th verse. I want you to meditate on this. This is what it says. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there an Elohim beside me? Yea, there is no Elohim. I know not any. Hallelujah. You know, now wait a minute. Yahweh says he knows everything. See, Yah knows everything. But there's one thing that Yah said he don't know. He said there's no Elohim beside him. He said, I know not any. Now, how are you going to know something he don't know? And he made the brain. Yah said, and many in Daniel 12, verse 2, that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting shame and contempt, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. My people, we've run out of time. I want to tell everybody that called, I love you. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. We want you to tune in next week at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place, same station, and we're going to hear from you. On behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom.